Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
Acts 27 verse 25 in the NASB. We started a series last week on courage, and we're going to continue from where we left off. In Acts 27 verse 25, it said, "Therefore keep up your courage, men, for I believe God that it will turn out exactly as I have been told." Praise the Lord. We are considering courage part 3. Please take your seats. Courage is an important theme throughout the Bible. And as children of God, any theme that is a prominent theme in the Bible should also be our focus and consideration. I, as a pastor here, I've had to have a lot of courage by the help of God to be able to do the things that God has called me to do. And as an individual, whether you're Christian or not, this is a very hard world. It's a very challenging world, and you will need courage to be able to go through this world successfully. So one of the least requirements for success, according to Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, will be good courage. Praise the Lord. Good courage. I mean, I believe that to some extent, just courage, regular normal courage, is not good enough. You will need good courage. The courage that comes from God Himself, the Holy Spirit Himself, comforting you and strengthening you and giving you the zest to be able to fulfill what He has set out for you to fulfill. I believe that that is the standard for the success of a Christian. Praise the Lord. And so, as we discuss the issue of courage, I'm praying that we will surely be able to come to the level of success that God has called us to be. The scripture we read talks about Apostle Paul. He was en route somewhere in a ship going to stand trial, and a lot happened there. But he came out because the Spirit of the Lord visited him through an angel of the Lord and told him that regardless of what was going on, he was going to survive. And not only that, that because he was in the ship, there was going to be no loss of life. And so, when he came out with that prophetic comfort, he saw that the people were so agitated because, of course, when you are in a ship and then you are being beaten by the storm and it's beating the ship into pieces, you will be in a survival mode. And so, he told them, he said that, keep up your courage. Because God has spoken to me, and I believe that it will turn out exactly as He has said. You see, one of the things that makes belief in Christ or faith in the power of God to work for you here on earth is courage. Before Paul said, I believe that it will turn out exactly as the Lord has said, he had to let them know that they needed courage. For some people, their belief system or their faith in the Lord is like a 100-meter dash. You run it quick, and like lottery, if it doesn't work, then they abandon it. Paul is saying that he's told me that in the end, we will be safe. Between where we are and we'll be safe, there's going to be a lot of turbulence, including the ship breaking down into pieces. But you need to be courageous so that the prophetic word that has been given us, the promise that has been given us, will not be aborted. And I have found this very interesting because time and time again, you see in the scriptures, Jesus saying that my time is not yet up. It's not time yet. That simply means that when you are waiting for the fulfillment of what God has said, one of the things you need in order not to go ahead of God or stay far behind from God is courage. Because you can be given a prophetic word and life will be beating you at the same time. These guys, they were beaten until they threw away all their material things from the ship. They threw it into the water. But the Lord has said to them, it's going to turn out exactly as he has said. So don't worry, and the storm is still raging. Don't worry, and things are not settled. You know, I think that naturally when we hear God saying that, don't worry, it's settled, we look for an immediate answer. Is that not so? So how about when he's told you that and the answer is coming from secondly? Because God speaks about the end from the beginning. And everything in between is a process that will require your faith. It will require your courage to stand still and see his salvation. And to be able to do that and not to abort the baby the Lord has given you, you need to have courage. You need to have what? If you don't have courage, something someone says, something the devil shows you, a test in the middle of a promise can make you miscarry. Because the fact that, look at Abraham. Abraham has a promise from God and he goes through all manner of tests. Jesus has a promise from the Lord, from God, and he goes through all manner of tests. He said, they will kill you, I will raise you up. But before the resurrection, see slap. See nailing to the cross. Spitting in the face. Angmachipa. Yes, the one that the man has not brushed. They shot him like that. And the Lord, he knew he was going into glory. But all these ones were not looking like they resembled anything called glory. Are you with me at all? So, God has set before you a great destiny. And one of the things you use in the management of the promises of God or the prophetic word of God on your life is courage. You need to have this courage in the Lord, so that your faith becomes unflinching, unwavering, unshakable. You become that person who is uncompromising, unmovable, knowing that faithful is he who has promised, and the same will do it. If you lack the courage, you would divorce before the marriage kicks on. And some marriages are taking too long to really be marriage. But be courageous. Be what? I can't hear you. Be courageous. When it comes to people's love lives there. Love life there. Pastor, there fatunche. You have to be resilient with love. Praise the Lord. And believe God that, why is your face like that? Are you suffering broken heart? Because Jesus said, the anointing is upon me to heal the broken heart. That is the first thing we will heal in the church. Because I think Jesus saw that when people are broken heart, they don't hear the word. So that's the first thing he wanted to solve before preaching the word to them. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Courage, 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 courage. Sometimes you are so troubled, but you need the courage so that you do not abort mission. When you are up for something great, the opposition will be strong. And that's why you need courage. Praise the Lord. Promises will always be aborted when courage is not on ground. In Numbers chapter 13 verse 20, you will find out that, as we said, courage is the final variable needed after apprenticeship, theory, and doctrine, in order to take the fruit of any promised land. In Numbers 13:20, and what the land is, whether it be fat or lean, whether there be what wood therein or not, and be ye what of good courage, and bring of the fruit of the land. Now the time was the time of the first fruit, season, or the season of grapes. So what the Bible is saying here is that Moses sent the people to go and spy the land, and he told them that they should bring the fruit of the land. But in order to do that, because the land was fenced, there were giants there, he said that you have to be of good courage before you bring fruit from the land. So people operate in the realm of theory, in a realm of abstract. I'm a Christian. I'm this, I'm that. But courage is the final variable that is needed for you to move from theory to practically possessing the land that God has given you. He's saying that you can be given a promise, but if you are not courageous, you will spy the land, but you will take nothing from the land. You will spy the land, things will scare you. They went there and 10 out of 12 said that we are afraid, we can't go. They lack the courage. These people are giants. The land is good, but we can't take it. And they needed courage. Look, Christianity is not mouthful. The Bible says the kingdom is not in words. It's in what? Power. You see that sometimes the zone God has put your testimony is a warring zone. It's a fighting zone. You need to fight through a troop and go through a wall, go over a wall to be able to touch the fruit, and you will need courage to carry it to wherever you are going. Praise the Lord. So we see that a lot of people give up because the zone where the fulfillment of the prophecy is looks like it requires a lot of battles. But you need courage to move from theory. You know, when we are in church and the power of God is flowing, it's beautiful. When you go to the market and you now need to apply the anointing you have collected from the presence of God in the market, you find out that some people are still in the theory zone. Do you know how you know you are in a theory zone? How you can encourage someone so strongly and you are not able to walk in that encouragement yourself. Bible said David encouraged himself in the Lord. Say you obi anka be so nya bo tre nya me be ye nya kukuduro any day and there ba we dey ba so a munjame ba so a na your definitive. That tells you that you are in theory. You are in what? You are still an apprentice. You are just in the doctrinal realm. You have the knowledge, you lack the power thereof. Courage is what makes you to move in practical power. You go to the land. This land is there. There are fruits there. There are giants there. Like Caleb said, give me this mountain. The giants are there, but I'm going to take it. That's courage. Say courage. Lift up your right hand and say, Father, I receive courage today in the mighty name of Jesus. In Mark chapter 15, verse 43, in the ESV, Mark 15, 43, look at that. We are going into the action zone. Say action. Okay. Joseph of Arimathea, a respected member of the council, who was also himself looking for the kingdom of God, took courage and went to Pilate and asked for the body of Christ. Now, when Jesus was crucified, about that time, you could see Peter running away. Even a little girl during the trial said, you are one of them. He said, no. Like, the whole place became very sensitive. Disciples were running. They were hiding. It was a very challenging moment. And this guy was not a public disciple of Christ. He was a secret disciple of Christ. So when Jesus was, crucified, He went to take the body of Christ. Imagine all the disciples, they ran away. He went and took the body of Christ. And the Bible says that he took courage to go to Pilate to say that, give me the body of Christ so that I'll go and bury it. It's not who has been around Jesus. Oh, are you here at all? Yeah, when it comes to the crust of the matter, it's not, you know, I'm in the keeper's house, I'm a child of God, I'm this, I've married for 20 years. You can be married for 20 years and you are still an apprentice because you are not able to take the bull by the horn. Are you here at all? It's not the number of years you have been in something. It's how you are applying yourself in whatever you are in. So you can see that this guy, he was never named among the disciples, but he had carried. Why did Peter not go for it? Why did John, with all his revelations, he never went for it? All these guys, Andrew and all these powerful brothers, they went into hiding. Joseph of Arimathea, he took courage and went to Pilate and said, look, me too, I'm a disciple. If you will kill me today, kill me today. But please give me the body of Christ. Was a man of action. Praise the Lord. Come on now, praise the Lord. Sometimes when churches are undergoing a little bit of trial, maybe the leader of the church or the organization itself, you see some people go into hiding. The pastor is standing bashing from media or social media because of some misrepresentation or even a mistake that may not be doctrinal, a mistake that may not be fatal. The pastor too can make a mistake. Hello? You see that people just separate themselves. Don't touch me. They lack the courage. You say, oh, and you want to say, oh, I used to. Recently, I saw some people bashing the church of Pentecost, left, right, center, blah, blah. You will see that some people will be quiet in the corner. They wouldn't want to associate. It's one of the best ministries that has happened in this country. Say whatever you want to say. It takes courage to stand for something great, to take action. This guy took action. Without courage, you wouldn't take the right action. You need to take the action with courage. So, as a child of God, as a disciple, I mean, this church, once we start growing in a particular scale, you will see that Adiana, I want a baby pie. Have you seen a pregnant woman's belly before? Some people have stretch marks on their belly when they are pregnant. It's like, ordinarily, you may not see the potency of the stretch mark, but when the stomach becomes big, then you see that, wow. Stretch marks day. When you become pregnant with goodness, when you become big, when you start stretching, you will see that everywhere is not holding the same. Am I talking to someone here? Yeah. And you see some people just abandon ship because some say, I love you, you know, this is our church cry. Wow. Are you sure? Ask somebody, are you sure? Are you in this thing? Are you in this thing? Ask somebody, are you in this thing? Are you sure you are fully committed to this thing? In Haggai chapter 2 verse 4, Haggai 2 4, look at that. Haggai 2 4 says what? Yet now be strong. Say, yet now be strong. NASB, please. But now take courage, Zerubbabel, declares the Lord. Take courage also, Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and all you people of the land, take what? Courage, declares declares the Lord, and work, and what? For I am with you, declares the Lord of hosts. So when the Lord requires of you to work, one of the things he tries to inspire you with is courage. Because the fact that you are doing something God told you to do does not mean there will not be battles. It does not ensure smoothness at all. What ensures your smoothness is your courage in the midst of battles. So when we talk about God says, I will give you my peace, what he actually gives you is rest. Because the fact that he said he will give you peace tells you that you are in a very boisterous environment. Because if the environment is not boisterous, it's not chaotic, it's not a hostile environment, it's not a very complicated environment, then peace will not be needed. But the very fact that he is mentioning peace is an indication that you are going against the tide. So he tells them, I want you to work. I want you to build a house. But to be able to do that, you need to take what? Courage. Take it as a dose. To work for the Lord. If you are not courageous, you'll be like Jonah. You run away from the ministry. One day you'll be there and you park from your house. So me, are you here? Some men have run away from their houses. You see some women, you ask them, where is your husband or where is your father's, your children's father? They don't know where the man is. With Johnny, yeah. He's gone to hide somewhere. There are a lot of children who don't know where their fathers are. The man ran away a long time ago. And your mother, when your mother says, I don't know where your father is, you get angry. You don't know that she really doesn't know. Papa ne jani. So many men run away. Sometimes you are there and then you see that a child has been deposited at the KVIP by a mother. It's too much. She just runs away. He said, take courage. You and all the people of the land, declares the Lord, and work. And do what? Come on, and do what? So to be able to take action and work, to be fruitful, to be productive, sometimes you need courage under pressure. You are doing a course. The course is preparing you. You need courage, oh. And yes, I want out to your school fees, you know, we'll be to me jai course, you know, by force. Is it by force? Will you go to jail? You need courage to finish what you start. If you're not careful, you abandon a building project. You are there. You need courage to be in church when your friends in church, now you start disagreeing. You need courage. You're working in a team and it's not going as you expected. You can just stop. Deuteronomy 31 verse 6 to 7. Tell somebody you need courage to work. One more time. Tell someone you need courage to work. Praise the Lord. Courage makes us strong with the presence of God and helps us to fulfill our assignment. In Deuteronomy 31 verse 6 and 7 says, be strong and of a good courage. Be strong. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. So, in the presence of God, even when the presence of God is with you, when God's presence is with you, there are things God wants you to fulfill, and to be able to carry on in the presence of God to fulfill the assignment, the task God has given you, you need to be courageous. The anointing has its own operational, and the man that operates the anointing by the Spirit of God, also the vehicle is different from the fuel. So sometimes you see that there is fuel in a vehicle, but the engine is crashed. What kind of engine do you have? Sometimes you see that people have anointing, but they can't move. Because they lack the courage. One time, there was a problem we needed to solve in a particular village in Nigeria. And I was, the friend of mine who had that problem, it's a big construction site. And he told me, he said, I should come. You know, everyone, at some point in time, if you are not careful, you lose courage. So, where we were supposed to go, when they now described to me where the place was, what I was going to do there was not a problem. But how to get there was a problem. They now showed, they now brought a speedboat, fresh one from abroad. And the water, speedboat, fresh one from abroad. When I heard stories about the water, I told them I can't go. Water that you are crossing with a speedboat. I mean, if it's the traditional one, that's about 2 hours. But with this correct one, like 1 hour, you are on water everywhere. Water, you don't see it. I said, Charlie. I don't do. I don't fit. I'm confessing. I didn't go. I couldn't work it out in my head. Hey, now me fearful mutimu din 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 omu kochi mi yeso. Now me yare de enda di anka me kubate. Achema ngo. Ankoma. I saw phone kai na me bompire mo muzo mo unkona me waha. Me intercession ama mo mu do one mo frame na me ma mo munyese. They got the solution pepepe, but I didn't have the courage to cross that water. Then some years, like 2 years after, I was talking to Bishop Fianu, and he told me about, he told me about how he was going to preach in that place. And he was in one of those traditional boats. And then the thing broke down in the middle of the water. Ah! He said they almost sank. So I was now justifying and teaching my rear that, and nunti na nyamiye mama unkona. And nuntia, I really heard God. It was because of lack of courage. If you lack courage, there are some assignments God has given you, things you know you have to do that you will not do. You will not be able to fulfill task even with God's presence with you, because you need the courage to be able to work it out with the presence of God. Are you here with me at all? Tell them. He said, I want you to go. But in verse 7 he said, and Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of a good courage. For thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord has what sworn unto thy fathers to give them. And thou shalt cause them to inherit it. You should go. It's a must. And when you are confronted with something that ought to be done at all cost, and it doesn't look like, you know, you amount to it or you can rise to it, what you need is what? I can't hear you. What you need is what? Courage. We really need courage. Yo. If you are not courageous, the things that have been promised you, you won't get them and you won't be able to do. In Ezra 7:28 in the ESV, look at the Bible, what he's saying. Courage makes us strong with the presence of God. And helps us to fulfill that task or assignment God has given us. And who extended to me his steadfast love before the king and his counselors, and before all the king's mighty officers. He said, I took courage, for the hand of the Lord my God was on me, and I gathered leading men from Israel to go up with me. This is Ezra. They were returning to go and build the walls. He said that to be able to do that, he took courage. Even when the hand of the Lord was upon him, he needed courage. Praise the Lord. I'm just telling you that you can carry the anointing and be failing at the same time because you lack courage. You can be carrying the presence of God, and all these people, Peter and all those people, you saw them. They had the presence of God, but they ran and hid themselves. They couldn't come out. Jesus had to come and encourage them to come out. And today I'm telling you that whatever you are afraid of, the hand of the Lord is still with you and is upon you. And what you need to step out there to fulfill what God wants to do with your life is what? I can't hear you. Is what? There are some people here, they are afraid that when they get pregnant, they will die. Why? Why will you die? You see someone in church, the person has to go and do surgery. He's thinking that you're the second come here. But the hand of the Lord is upon you. So you take courage and take that action. Praise the Lord. Come on now, praise the Lord. There are some people, if they were even given free visas in American embassy, they won't go. Because they lack the courage to even approach where the embassy is. They bounce themselves a billion times and told themselves that they are not worthy of whatever was being shared there. Lack the courage. Your sister, the brother proposes to you, and we share now. Lack the courage. As if the person who married the brother has three breasts. Lack the courage. Ask somebody, are you the one pastor is talking about? What you are now, a lady, no way to me, I catch your own say, and come in your height, kakra, and come in my bed. You lack the courage. Shortingos are marrying shorter than you are marrying. So, can my body need a slim kakra? Can be my bed pemi? Oh, plus, plus size for my worry, baby. My father be a minimum, so only don't mean worry, slim lady. Now, open up. Mother is a fishmonger. See, it doesn't work with him. Some people do. That is what they want. Whatever you have, if you don't develop courage in the Lord, you would discourage yourself with what you have. And by the time you realize, your future will be in jeopardy because you lack courage. Are you here at all? One brother was telling me, he says, I said, why don't you dress well at all? He said, oh, I am short. So, me dress here in Yefe. He said, is it that the thing you are wearing is not nice? Or in your head, you don't look nice when you dress? Lost the courage. Am I okay? Sakura insists. So, hey, receive doses of courage this morning in Jesus' name. One of the things that because where I grew up from, when we are wrong, we are on our ground. It's like when you say sorry, it's like you have been defeated. You rather admit in silence than to say sorry. So when I got married, my wife, even before we got married, she was teaching me two words. She called them magic words. One was please. The other was sorry. Yeah. This is like moving the mountain, Abby. When something goes wrong, you know, no, and I was already pastoring like I had a lot of trained people, trainees under me. So anything I wanted, I just said, Alfred, bring that thing. I was not so used to, please, can I have this? So that mind of leading mentees and having people serve under me, if you take that kind of mind into your relationship, you now take your partner or either spouse to be your spouse, you know, in treatment like one of those trainees under you. When you want something, you don't see that it's a privilege for someone to do something for you. You now feel like you are entitled. So where you chop money, but please, can I have some food to eat? What do you say? I'm afraid you are not in India. I didn't please, no. But that's not how it works. It took courage for me to shift from my structural background to even every one of you here I'm talking to, I say, please, 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 please. It takes courage to say please. It takes courage to say I'm sorry. Some of you are not courageous. You are weak. Very weak. When you have misshot, misfired, then you will now come around and try to be nice. But say, sorry, no be free one who have been dear in Jesus Christ. And you are marketing. Look at somebody, say, I'm sorry. Say, I'm sorry. I said, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, Maka, I'm sorry, sir. I said, sorry. I know you are sorry. It's okay. I know. See, she will collect the sorry before I even say I'm sorry. It takes courage. It takes what? Yeah. If you are not courageous, especially if you are a man, they have to burn Kunja before you say I'm sorry. But it's very honorable. It's a sign of strength to see that I made a wrong judgment. I made a wrong call. I had a wrong assumption. Are you here at all? Come on now. Are you sure you are here? Because do you know the impact of your assumption on your spouse? Like when you come with that energy. Now why this? Da-da-da-da-da-da. And then, why are you doing? Just oh man, kwa grama ni nano. Now, Fedia, who can only say, what misfire? The honorable thing to do is to come and say what? A meaningful sorry. And it takes courage to do that. You don't hide in, I'm the wife. Or I'm the husband. And no, tell somebody, don't hide. There's no hiding. Tell someone, courageous people don't hide. Come clean, come strong. That is what shows that you are courageous. If a pastor, you misshoot, you misfire to your member, be courageous enough to say, oh, wait, it was a bad judgment. I'm sorry. You got it? Hello? And so, when yeah, I saw him, but I said, no, I'm going to Ubwa. Soft Ubwa. Come back and do the right thing. It's courage. Praise the Lord. Because you are laying the mark. If me being a husband, I can't say please or I'm sorry to my wife, do I expect her to say so? You are the leader. Take charge of the culture. No entitlement. Hello? I'm sorry. Hey. He said, we are going to build, the hand of the Lord is upon you, but you need to be courageous. You need to be courageous. I've seen so many people move in slow motion when they could have moved faster because they lack the courage. Well, what time in a sutra obejin wong? Obejia obejin in termina yanko. You need courage. You need what? You need courage. I want to give you more scripture, so when it comes to courage and working. Mark chapter 10 verse 49 in the NASB. You take action by having courage. And Jesus stopped and said, call him here. So they called the blind man, saying to him, take courage, stand up. He is calling for you. Blind by Timaeus. Take courage. What's this catching? Today, no, you have been crying, son of David, have mercy on me. Son of David, have mercy on me. Now he is calling you. Take courage, stand up and go. Some of the things you have been praying for and waiting for, when your kairos moment comes, if you lack courage, you miss the testimony. May you receive courage in Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lord. Yeah. If you were courageous small to say, I'm sorry to your wife or your husband, and you just, you know, neutralize that tension, of course, for what is a high tension. No? So our season and twins in the beba. The courage in the hunty. Why my twins in the morning in Abbe Sinko? When you're courageous, you mean you'll be Kasawa. We're courageous and go worry. When you're courageous, you are there and you're in your head. I'm busy with my job. I'm busy. Don't worry. When will you marry? You are never going to be less busy. Tell somebody by your side. You, pastor is talking to you. You have to be courageous and make time. Create time. Tell somebody, create time. Spend time. Yes. We are busy. We even prayed for you that God will promote you and increase you. That means that you are going to be busier. Now, this level crown the business, and I'm my own person, I worry. And here, we do office of the president in the end here. You have to be courageous. If it has to be done, it must be done. Praise the Lord. You do it, and now by courage, you now find creative ways of what? Creating time and spending time and making it work. There are so many here. You are entering your 50s. You have still not even thought about proposing to Sister Nabompaya. You have not thought about it. Me say, if you marry at 40 as a man, Ubenya 15 and now Afina Ubenya 10. 10 year class saying. You are still in primary school. Attended. Leave me alone. Are you the pastor? No, you see, is maybe they are believing God for their children. The children have not come and all that. But for you that have not been bold enough to step up. It's a major matter. Children, they are always, it's always easier to have them when you are younger and you have energy. Be courageous. Be what? Unso sister no. Be ma papa bia bebe bia ano. Upa hu ofene height binti. Time bia no bounce almost ah he. Where dey abe wari? Me say madam for sofo bi na. She say wu hu. Ofa we ano de nesi kwan hu. No de nesi kwan hu de ani yin na ejai no. 5 years after na okwa wari ye. Nti your buy any check here by any city. Ninny, and where we are now, pass away in tear. And when
Nene ya de tuto hua. Aye, well. Me papa no akasem na ya say, ah, well. Enu eni. Sa we di ananka we ya nintente manka. We di ya bebre ya besinko. Blessed is the land of Joseph. When you are blessed, you go into something, it will carry your blessedness, will change the dynamics there. If you are waiting for a finished whatever to take home as a trophy, go and ask Ghana Blasters. The last time they took the Africa Cup, 1982. That time in the Yawomi, 42 years ago. Omo Chain, a take it trophy, 4 decades have come. You are waiting to take a woman who is a trophy, a man who is a trophy. Get ready for decades. You need to enter. You need to what? I can't hear you. Tell somebody, enter. Do it now. That building, start it now. Even if you have 1 cement cash, or you start it. Do what? It takes courage to take action. Take action. Sister, start the savings. Take action. You will not save then in your mind, you know, when I marry, my husband will give me money. Are you serious? Are you serious? How beautiful it is for you to, you know, be getting married and you have enough money to embellish the ceremony and even to live beyond the ceremony with cash on your side. Nadia Munishi. You can't contribute anything. Not because you never got anything, but you never developed the culture of saving. Ask some brother. This money is for the brothers. You know, at your age, you know, why are you not married? Ask them. Only brothers. Brothers only. Why are you like that? Be courageous. Praise the Lord. My pastor said when he married, he didn't have a bed. Dr. Otabe also said when he married, he didn't have a bed. You will not be the first to marry without a bed. A man will meet me at the baby out with you. Or don't your dad also cry a pay. Stop saying God will keep adding. Are you here at all? So one step at a time. Be courageous. Take courage. I don't know. Should I continue or I should just stop this thing? Is our year for more. If you are not courageous, it will be a cliche. It will be what? A cliche. To be courageous. Courageous. Just gives you life. Courage gives you life. A year by this time, now Paul are worry pepe. Oh, Jesus Christ, DM. Shout a louder amen for Paul. Have a man or mupel no mubodi no. Or more mupel no mubodi no. That's the selection God is giving you this morning. Fine boy. Yes, and a pel, or mupel, I'm a chess, or mudi also so diana. And all bodi no. Be courageous, brother. When you send your mubi a coin at one. When you can say, you know, I would like to have a word with you. No more tiasia that had that. Straight away, Kwame and my man left the side. It would again, my own to me, Ninkomo. I don't know how. Fine boy, I want to be Monkomo. Praise the Lord. I think I will drop it on this point. I have very key points, and if I go into them, we'll not close. But let's try and run up. Tell somebody that, be courageous, be courageous. Can you rise and go to some people and say that the way you have lost energy, no, it's not correct. I want you to be courageous. It takes courage to be humble, courage to do things. Marry. Be courageous. I spoke to a brother of mine some time ago, and she said to me, I asked him, when was he going to marry? Very good Christian brother, after dating the sister for almost 4 years. He told me that he was making the last plan to marry. And do you know the last plan? He said his bed is not good. He wants to change the bed. That's the last plan. I said, why? How can bed determine your marital decision like that? Bed that carpenters do. I said, oh, I'm panning here today. All the moons are doing what brother and the team, and I'm papa. And I'm saying, Pony, yet they know you're not how they be good in Muasia. Who are you about you on the bad day? And I said, what do you know about what do you know? You mattress in the 2 form way. You 2 form way. And from the day and they didn't know. But then, Paddy, then don't worry. Scap and empedy them, Paddy, a pedidy. You will be courageous. When you are courageous, you'll be creative. You'll be what? You will find a way. Tell somebody, be courageous. Find a way. Find a way. Oh. Be courageous. Praise the Lord. It takes much more than just certification, education to succeed. You need to be courageous. It is courage that made me to make a lot of changes in my life. It takes courage to be humble. If you are not courageous, you will be arrogant and think that you are defending yourself. It just takes courage. Know that if you are humble and you become gracious, it does not mean you are weak. It does not mean you are stupid. It does not. Are you here with me at all? Some people, it's so difficult to counsel them. Over the weekend, I think myself and Evans and the co-pastor were discussing in the car, and they said, I should give counsel to somebody. I said, it's going to be a waste of my time. It's just going to be a waste of my time. Because the person is not courageous. When you give them good counsel, their self-esteem is so low that obey teens won't find you. Baby, I do know. Don't let anybody waste your time. Because it takes courage to put yourself aside and follow what will work for you or what works. Are you here with me at all? Yeah. Courage in Abema collect to me 2 pennies. I'm a penny native and a brab. Why ye a man? It takes courage. Yes, a penny day and do no. If you are a penny now, you need courage. What do you penny? Because the counsel you need to be glorious, you know, is in the mouth of younger people. And because you are not courageous, you just put a wall of defense. It's embarrassing us as children or younger people around you, but because you are not courageous, you think it's all right. It takes courage to listen as a leader. It takes courage.
You have to be courageous to listen. Listen to your constituents. So many MPs have lost their seat. What in your tune for guy? I said, more pen crying to do. More pen crying to do. More pen crying to do. It takes courage to listen to the voices, you know, on the ground. To make it. Some of them, they didn't need to break any sweat. Are you here? I told one lady 4 years ago, yeah, that you will lose your seat. You lose your seat. The person who stood against her, and the lady was a minister, the person who stood against her didn't campaign. They voted her out. The guy didn't campaign. They didn't even know the guy. Some lecturer be cool crowd, she invest watch. They didn't campaign. They voted, they cut the lady. You need, if you are not courageous, what is good for you? You reject it. And it will come back and hit you. They hit you alone. It hit you very strong. Very wild power. I'm praying that, you see, when you go home and you hug your wife and say, I love you, I've made mistakes, let's start afresh. You will not die. Tell somebody, brother, you will not die. You see, and then my man, hug your wife and look straight into her eyes. Says, me answer me a nipa. My mistakes with you. My day, I have mistakes with you. Now I want to be courageous to love you anew and love you afresh. Person, me toast to fufro. So what I say? Me toast to the fufro. And do I have breakfast? Toast. Yes. My mistakes. Yeah, but tell mommy, I'm going to make a shift. Courageously. Yes. Yes, sir. You will play to the script. At the time, you know, like every time I'm asking, okay, this is why I'm talking marriage now. What if God wants to find out who I am? You should ask my wife. What will be the testimony? Abigail said that the husband is a foolish man. Nabal is a foolish man. By direct experience, this is a foolish man. All the men, I said this one is for the men. What will be the testimony of your wife about you? Number two, what will be the emotional mark assessment? When your wife does an emotional assessment of who you are. Some of you are very good providers, but you are emotionally very bankrupt. Like, what is kato wa bayen to mean? Yedi usika yendi wodo. Oh, mama ke kanse manopi. Eleba asam kureni. If that underscore, you see that my husband is godly. Because yemisa wumpe maasem. Do you understand? My husband, oh, he's a good provider. He will provide. But how about a bano emotional connection? Say try your worry, you know, it's not the children. Say try your worry, and we say we love ourselves. Where is that one? Ben, what now? 10/100, 5/100. What will be? Take it serious. We are laughing, but take it serious. Like, what will be the score? Lift your hands unto the Lord. Say, Father, I pray for the spirit of courage to do the things that you want me to do.
I pray for courage to do the things you want me to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, I receive courage. Open your mouth right now. I pray for the spirit of courage to do the things that you want me to do. Open your. I want you to open your mouth and pray.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jifamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Obing on all social media platforms. God bless you.